Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is warm and inviting. In Tel Aviv, it's a sunny afternoon, perfect for a stroll. Jerusalem is experiencing clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Eilut remains pleasantly warm, ideal for those enjoying the beaches. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from the Times of Israel, Lebanon claims an IDF drone attack wounded two and hit an ambulance in Nabatea. Israel denies any strike took place. Also, according to Walla, an American helicopter attacked a ship in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this hour. The ship, under a Panama flag, allegedly tried to break a blockade on Iranian ports. Also this hour, JNS reports that former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen revealed the agency toured Iran's Fordo nuclear site multiple times. He described the 2025 U.S. bombing of the facility as a dream fulfilled. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew outlines concerns over Iran's economic crisis. Issues like inflation and internal divisions are raising questions about Tehran's stability. And finally, JNS confirms that a senior Hamas official has been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza earlier today. This development increases tensions in the region. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, posted just minutes ago, questioning why U.S. public attitudes toward Israel are declining. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reports that Yemen's Houthis attacked the cargo ship Tehama in the Bab al-Mandeb Strait. The assault resulted in multiple casualties and injuries. Ariel Osserin, a journalist, writes that Iranian IRGC officers are directing Houthi military operations in Yemen. This includes relocating operations to major hotels in several Yemeni cities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the alleged drone strike in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that authorities claim a so-called double-tap strike targeted rescuers from a Hezbollah-linked group. However, the Israeli military has stated they are unaware of any such operation. This incident adds strain to the already tense border region. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, Walla reveals that a U.S. military helicopter fired on a ship attempting to breach an Iranian blockade. This action highlights the ongoing tensions and strategic importance of maritime routes in the region. It underscores the fragile nature of international shipping lanes. Meanwhile, former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen's remarks about the Fordo nuclear site carry weight. As reported by JNS, Cohen's comments come amidst ongoing concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions. His insights reflect the intricate intelligence operations that have shaped regional security. In addition, Israel Hayom Hebrew's report on Iran's economic woes emphasizes the pressures on Tehran. With sanctions and economic mismanagement, the Iranian regime faces internal and external challenges. The outcome could significantly impact regional power dynamics. Finally, the killing of a senior Hamas official in Gaza marks another escalation in the conflict. As noted by JNS, this development could provoke further retaliation, complicating peace efforts. The cycle of violence remains a critical concern for both sides. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that PazGaz workers are planning strikes, shutting down branches starting tomorrow. This action could impact gas supplies during the holiday season across several cities. Separately, Keytech announces that Israeli-founded eToro is acquiring TradeZero for up to $231 million. This move aims to expand eToro's market presence in the U.S. and Canada. And finally, Mariv Business highlights Cafe Optimistic in Eilut as a must-visit culinary destination. The city is evolving beyond its traditional tourism offerings, attracting food enthusiasts. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.